by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll move to Northside School, the big modern school building where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, was addressing the assembly when the alarm bell rang for fire drill. But it was no mere drill, as Tim Collins learned when smoke began to pour into the auditorium from the ventilation panels in the wall. Before we help Tim trace that smoke to its source, well, here's some information you should have. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Northside School. Tim, you will remember, is inside trying to locate the source of the smoke that was pouring out of the ventilator system. The boys and girls of the senior and junior high divisions stand in silent ranks outside on the sidewalks, watching the fire apparatus roar into position. First to arrive is Chief Cody in his bright red sedan, and Miss Braddock.
This way, Chief Cody.
Where's the fire, ma'am?
It's somewhere in the ventilating system, Chief.
Electrical fire! Bring that carbon dioxide! Where's the principal, ma'am?
The last I saw of him, he was running up the main stairway inside.
Come on, boys! There's a man missing and we've got to find him!
Hey, Hart! You! Running up those stairs!
Who's that? Is that you, Jensen?
Yeah, this Jensen, the head janitor. Who are you up those stairs?
This is the principal, Jensen. Dr. Bradley, you better get out of the building. This fire may spread.
Oh, yeah, doctor. So why you don't run outside, huh?
Because it's my building. I'm responsible for it. Northside won't burn, Jensen, but no building is so fireproof throughout that it can't be damaged.
We go see, yeah?
Very well. If you won't get out, let's have a look at that air conditioning plant. Can we open that fire door, Jensen?
Yeah, he's never locked. Dr. Bradley, you should stand back. Motor just inside. Maybe smoke, maybe flame.
I'll open it up, Jensen.
Easy now.
Shut that door. Oh, smoke. We'll never get to the switch.
Yeah, maybe should cut off all the use in main switchboard, yeah?
There's no time to go all the way back downstairs, Jensen. If that smoke and heat are being pumped all through the school, it may be starting fire in a dozen places while we stand here.
Yeah, the fire hose is in the corridor, Dr. Bradley.
That's it. Come on, Jensen.
You want I should take him?
No. Give me that nozzle. Now stand here, Jensen. When I say the word, spin that wheel to start the water. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
The second I call, turn that water on full. All ready, Jensen. Turn on the water.
Here she comes.
Doc, what do you do?
Hey, no, let that water alone. You'll get a shock.
Doc, what do you do?
Come on, drag him out of there.
Yeah.
That hose will beat him to death.
Yeah, fireman, I drag. Doctor, what do you do?
All right, he's clear now. Lay him down there.
Yeah, but what he do? This I never see before. He make yell, he jump, he throw away hose.
He got a shock, that's what. What do you expect, turning a stream from a hose on an electric motor?
This is so, yeah. Water, that carries the juice.
You bet it carries the juice. Dr. Bradley here got a full dose of it.
here what you do.
Artificial respiration. Gotta start him breathing again.
Maybe I should turn off hose. Maybe I turn little wheel off now.
No, let it alone. I can't work on two of you at once. If that hose is charged. Look, you get down to the main switch.
Yeah.
Turn off all the electricity in the building.
That's cool.
And move as fast as you can.
Yeah, I go fast. Hey, Luke, some more firemen.
Yeah, well, get downstairs. Pull that switch, will you? This way, boys.
Yeah, I go. No need to holler at me.
Colin, is that you, Colin?
Yeah, here, Chief Cody.
Who's that you're working on?
The principal. He turned that hose on the electric motor. Knocked himself for a loop.
Oh, won't people ever learn? You, Carmody. There's a fire hose running wild in here. Insulate yourself and turn off that water wheel. All right. Now bring in that carbon dioxide extinguisher.
Who's sitting on my back? Who's doing that to me?
Coming around, Doctor? Good. Here, I'll let you sit up a little.
Oh.
Now, don't talk. You're lucky to be able to breathe.
Give me that cone. Carmody, nudge that door open. Just a crack.
Careful. Tell them, be careful.
Oh, they're being careful, Doctor. That's a carbon dioxide extinguisher. Pulls the temperature fast. Smothers the flame.
Let her go, Carmody! All right, that's that. Those blower fans are dead. Janitor must have cut off the juice at last. You men, open all the windows. Clear out this smoke. Truckman, work down through the building. Follow the ventilator shafts. Make sure no fires work through the system.
Dr. Bradley's come out of it, Chief.
Yes, I seem to have regained my senses, Chief Cody. And I think even my common sense. I've made a fool of myself, I'm afraid. I know well enough that water conducts electricity. I'm afraid I lost my head.
Oh, don't blame yourself too much, Dr. Bradley. We all make mistakes.
And some of us are fortunate enough to live through them. But since you're here, Chief Carmody, I'm going to ask you for a special favor on behalf of all the boys and girls of Northside School. I'd like to call them in and have you say a few words, if you will.
Well, I'd be glad to, Doctor.
Thanks.
Private Collins reporting, Chief Cody.
A special assignment, Collins. You're to be detached from 3-1s temporarily to organize the firefighter brigade at Northside School.
Oh, good grief, sir. After what happened there last time, I was afraid they'd think I was a jinx.
No. I'm assigning you by special request, Collins. You're the man they want.
Now, boys and girls, when you pull a firebox, the impulse is transmitted to signal headquarters in the form, shall we say, of buzz, buzz, buzz. Now, in this instance, three buzzes denote box number 3. And promptly, signal headquarters transmits to those fire companies which are scheduled to respond to a call from that box.
Thank you, Timothy. We shall now examine the mechanism of a typical alarm box. You will note the directions which tell you to break glass and pull hooks.
There is one other thing. In handling a fire extinguisher, remember, its purpose is to reduce the temperature and smother the flame. The soda and acid extinguisher and the foam extinguisher are in common use. But in any fire in which electrical equipment is involved, never use these types of extinguisher as their contents conduct electricity, because you run the risk of receiving a shock which might well be fatal.
Now, I assure you just what we do. All papers from schoolroom we burn in incinerator. And on incinerator in which we burn all paper from schoolroom, always is a cover. Otherwise, boys and girls, otherwise, maybe whoosh, burn up my school. This is wrong, Mr. Fireman Corrin.
Oh, that's right, Janitor Jensen. Right as rain. Private Collins reporting for assignment to duty, Chief Cody.
At ease, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Well, boy, you've done a fine job at Northside School.
Oh, not I, sir. It's the firefighters' brigade. They know our business as well as I know it myself, sir.
Now, that's what I want to see you about, son. When you got your permanent appointment, you wanted an assignment to Hook and Ladder 3-1s, where your father got his start years ago.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that you've been temporarily detached, what will it be? 3-1s again?
Well, Chief Cody, sir, I've been thinking about that, and I... Well...
Go on, Collins.
Well, sir, I'd like to make an unusual request.
Now, what do you suppose Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has in mind? Is he going to ask for a transfer to some new kind of duty? Whatever his plans, you can be sure he'll get back into the thick of firefighting after his tour of duty as advisor to the junior firefighters at Northside School. For Tim's unusual request, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend Chief Cody, and here is your special assignment. Attention, firefighters. You are to inspect electrical appliances in your home. Give special attention to the cords attached to lamps, heaters, fans, toasters, and all other such appliances. Note the condition of these cords. And remember, any cord, if it shows signs of wear and tear, should be replaced. Defective cords are a fire hazard. Protect your home from this type of hazard. That is all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.